expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
And welcome to Our Urban Story. Let me start off by giving you the call-in number so that your voice can be heard. The number is 973-925-4559. I have sitting diagonally across from me, you know who, and it is Miss Diamond.
Hello, everyone. Welcome aboard to Our Urban Story. It is Saturday, July 6, 2019. It rained a little bit here. Maybe, hopefully, it's just a sun shower. It just out of a blue came down. But we've had beautiful days, so the rain will help cool off the atmosphere. Barbara, we have a lot, as always, to get to. But before we get into your analysis of the cycle of abuse when it comes to black voters, I just want to mention Beth Chapman, the wife of Doug the Bounty Hunter, passed away. I believe it's now going on almost 2 weeks. We wanted to mention it last week, but we just ran out of time. Your thoughts?
Yes, you know, it was a sad moment, you know, her passing was. You know, we're going to miss her. And I know that Dog is going to really tremendously miss her, because even after some marriages in between or whatever, it looks like they found the perfect match in one another's arms. So our prayers go out to him and his family.
Absolutely. Now, Barbara, I just want to kind of dive in to what we're titling the cycle of abuse. And that's a pretty shocking title. Can you please tell our listeners what you mean?
Well, you know, when a person is being abused, and usually women are abused, sometimes, you know, because they lack maybe some kind of skills, they lack education, they don't have access to the funds or whatever, they feel as if they're trapped.
Right.
And they stay in an abusive relationship. And, you know, usually the abuser will convince them that no one else is going to want you, and I'm the only one that will be there for you. They separate them from their family and their friends. They isolate these people. And she just gives up, and he abuses her, and then he comes back and says, well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what I did, but you made me do it. If you didn't burn my breakfast, I wouldn't have beat you that way. And they accept that. And I see that in the voters, particularly black voters in urban America, being abused over and over and over again by the Democratic Party. Mm. And even though they're abused, their lives don't improve. Mm-hmm. Their communities don't look any better. They keep deteriorating. When they go to the ballot box or they get that ballot, they vote for the Democrat, the Democrat, the Democrat. Decade after yes. decade after decade. And the Democrats, when they're getting ready to, when it's election time, they flood the churches in yes. the black community. Oh, we're going to look out for your civil rights. Oh, we're going to deliver you from poverty. Oh, we're going to do this and do that. And then in between, once they get elected, they disappear, go to their mansions, make deals, and get richer and richer. And in the meantime, those that they have promised that they would look after them go unnoticed, go unheard. And there's nothing done to improve their lives. And then voting time rolls around again. It's the same cycle. It's like an abuser. Mm-hmm. And I'm asking people today, mm-hmm. when are you going to get tired of being abused? Mm-hmm. When are you going to wake up and say, I've been voting for you for decades, and nothing has improved in my community? As a matter of fact, it's gotten worse.
Exactly.
It's gotten worse. Now we have black-on-black crime that's out of proportion, and you don't mention that. You act like it doesn't exist. Now we have black babies being killed, you know, even after they're born, in the womb, even late-term abortions, putting our young mothers at risk of medical issues down the line. When do I hear you talking about those things? No, the abuser sings the same song. America is a racist country. I'm going to fix it. I'm going to make sure that you get treated equally. I'm going to make sure that you have affordable housing, which ends up being in a deteriorating neighborhood, usually riddled with crime and riddled with not just crime, but with drugs and all of these things. And is that where you really want to raise your children? So I just see people who vote the same way all the time for the people who have done nothing for them, as those women in particular who are caught in these situations and they don't have enough strength to make a change and be free and live a normal life.
Well, Barbara, I do tend to agree with your analogy. I think it's spot on. And callers, whether you agree or disagree, listeners, I should say, please call us at 973-925-4559.
Yes.
Because you're absolutely right. The Democratic Party has been using black people and has been relying on black people as a voting bloc. If I'm correct, and I've read I've heard about this, the late Lyndon Baines Johnson, who
yes.
succeeded John F. Kennedy as president after Kennedy was unfortunately assassinated, said that if they approve certain social programs, they'll have the Negroes voting for Democrats for the next 200 years. So that has been the Democrat strategy,
okay.
to just load black people, give freebies, so we would feel obligated to vote for Democrats. But what has happened in the meantime? By telling women you don't need a man in the home, and plus you'll get more on your WIC check and in your food stamps, a lot of women are having children by different men, but there's no man in the home, because we believe that it's okay as long as we're getting food stamps and WIC checks and all of that, we don't have to have a man in the home. And as we've seen, the effects of that has been devastating to the black community. Too many black people believe in just getting free stuff. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know there's no free lunch.
And that's what that's.
And we don't owe the Democratic Party anything. Who we really owe are the taxpayers, rich, poor, and in between, who pay their taxes, pay what they pay, in order to give us these so-called freebies. That's who we really owe. We as black people don't owe the Democratic Party anything.
And then to top it off, so what they're doing, because some black people have awakened and have walked away, because when our president was running, before he became president, he told the black community, what do you have to lose? And the bottom line, some of them realized they had nothing to lose by voting for him.
Exactly.
So to make sure that even those who have walked away and have said, I'm not going to vote for the Democrats, I'm going to vote for Donald Trump, what they're doing is trying to get a new herd of voters in. And how they're doing this is in New York, and I forgot the law that they're trying to pass. It's 8082 or 8280. They're trying to pass a law to give illegals the right to vote. Now, when I grew up in America, I was taught that being a citizen of America was such a privilege.
Absolutely.
I didn't come here illegally. I didn't slip over any border. Mm-hmm. I didn't break any laws. I was born here. Mm-hmm. So they're taking people, now they're trying to take people who have come in our country illegally.
Mm-hmm.
And give them the privileges of voting,
mm-hmm.
so that any black person who has left the Democratic Party, or the plantation, as they call it, will be replaced by an illegal. And they're going to try to double and quadruple that.
Exactly.
I'm saying for you out there who have been abused, and you have been abused,
yes.
whether you want to acknowledge it or not,
true.
It's time to stop the abuse.
Exactly.
Because as a citizen of the United States of America, you're part of the Constitution. You're part of the Bill of Rights. Let me just read this preamble to you. We the people, if you're a citizen of America, that includes you, of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union. See, the founders of this country knew that they were not perfect.
Exactly.
No one is perfect, but they were very respectful of this new nation. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect perfect nation, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, and promote the general welfare. No, promote the general welfare and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Do ordain and establish the Constitution of the United States of America. That is for citizens. That is for we the people. The Declaration is also for we the people, citizens of this country.
Absolutely.
It's time. It's time, my friends. Stop being abused.
Yes.
Tell the Democratic Party by your vote that you are not supporting people
Absolutely.
Who have forgotten their responsibilities to American citizens who were here legally.
Absolutely. Barbara, I just want to say that the Democrats
yes.
are now participating in a public relations campaign on the southern border. So now instead of AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is a liar, a proven liar, instead of Senator Cory Booker, dealing with the problems that their constituents are facing in the Bronx, Queens, and Newark, and other parts of New Jersey, respectively, they're doing a PR campaign down at the southern border. Now, remember the Democrats said when Trump pleaded with them, work with me, there's a crisis on the southern border. What did Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, leader of the Democratic Party in the House said, there is no crisis.
No crisis.
It's manufactured.
Manufactured crisis.
That's what Nancy Pelosi said.
So when they posted that picture of the young man and his daughter dead in Rio Grande, was that manufactured?
Exactly.
And I have statistics of the many that died during the reign of Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Obama. I got ready to say Obama, but Obama. Many died in 2012, 2009, et cetera, et cetera. Was that manufactured?
But let me, you're 100%.
The bottom line is that the Democratic Party has adapted a theme which they've used for years, and that is lie.
Absolutely.
Lie, distort the truth, create your own reality, and don't pay any attention to the facts.
And let me piggyback on that.
Yes, please.
Let me say a couple of things. One, I go through Newark Penn Station quite often. So I tweeted to Cory Booker, you're walking illegals across the border, because that's what this so-called senator did. He walked illegals across the border from Mexico, breaking U.S. law. Ladies and gentlemen, entering the United States illegally is neither a civil right nor is it a human right.
No, it's not.
You are breaking the law. Number two, what about the homeless in Newark Penn Station? What about the homeless? We're sitting here in Patterson. What about the homeless? Does Cory Booker care? He is the senator for the state of New Jersey. He is not a senator for Mexico, El Salvador, and all those different countries. He is not their senator. These people are getting paid to represent American citizens. Let's talk about Ocasio-Cortez. She went down to the southern border. Instead of dealing with the homeless in Queens and in the Bronx, this is part of the 14th District in New York, which she's supposed to represent. She goes to the detention centers in Texas. She makes an allegation.
Too bad she didn't stay there.
Right. She makes an allegation that Border Patrol agents told some Hispanic women drink toilet water. Well, we know that is completely untrue. There is a portable water basin next to the toilet in the facilities. But she deliberately said toilet water, and she was proven to be a liar. She also made an allegation that the Border Patrol agents wanted to have sex with her, and they said that's a lie. Well, a Hispanic pastor went to the detention center, and he said what Ocasio-Cortez said was untrue. So she's a proven liar.
Well, you know,
the Dems are more concerned about illegals because they want them to be a new voting bloc for them. All they want is power. What about the homeless veterans? What about the struggling senior citizens who can barely afford their rent and pay their medicine? What about them? The Democrats are ignoring the American citizens.
Absolutely. That's the bottom line. And those of you who have been abused by them need to take heed and say, enough is definitely enough.
Right.
I am not going to be abused, because if you keep voting for these Democrats, you're going to lose all of your rights as citizens. And the ones who have the rights of citizens don't even belong here. Mm-hmm. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to replace you.
That's what it is.
The bottom line. That's why they don't focus on or talk about the borders. You know, they talk about, you know, all the jails and the concentration camps. Well, the bottom line is, when these parents put their children in danger and try to come in someone's land illegally, what are they supposed to do? They put the parent in jail. Are they supposed to put the child in there with them? Mm-hmm. That's why they have these centers for these children.
Right.
But we need to fault the parents.
Absolutely.
And we need to fault the Democratic Party, because they're the ones who told them, oh, come on over.
Exactly.
We'll give you free housing.
Yeah.
We'll give you food. And your medical care will be taken care of. Oh, come on over. We're going to drain the taxpayers of America to make sure that you get treated better than our veterans, better than our seniors, better than the babies we want to kill. Come on over. That's what they're singing to them. My friends, whomever you are, wherever you are, this party needs to be dismissed.
Yes.
They don't need to get one vote from we the people.
That's true.
If you have any dignity left. But not only that, if you really realize that what we're saying makes sense.
Right.
Because they are not helping you.
No.
And what I mean by not helping you, they're not helping rebuild your community.
Absolutely.
They don't care about the abandoned buildings until they want to place some of their elitists in the neighborhood. Then you have to scatter. Get away. And they'll put up a big high rise like they're doing in Harlem. And you won't be able to afford it. They're going to displace you, or you'll be one of those homeless on the street. We drove down 125th Street yesterday. And instead of them being on the border, they need to be in Congress trying to pass legislation that can help some of these people who need mental health facilities. We see them in Newark. We see them in Patterson. We see them all the places we go. We need more money into mental health and to get some of these people back on the track of living. Right. But they're so concerned about people who don't even belong here.
Absolutely.
People who have violated our law. You know, they have no respect. Like, this is Independence Day. We can't even count the number of lives that have been sacrificed so that we could be an independent nation. We can't even count the lives that have been sacrificed in the Civil War.
Absolutely.
And in many of the conflicts that we've had to endure, World War I, World War II, these people, the Democratic Party in particular, has no respect for the blood that was shed so that we could raise the flag and say, God bless America. Mm-hmm. And it's shameful. They should be abandoned.
Absolutely. Barbara, I just want to do some housekeeping items before we continue. Thank you for that great analogy.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just remind you, today is July 6, 2019.
Okay.
BarbaraFromHarlem.com. BarbaraFromHarlem.com. It's a great website for information about Barbara, set up by T-Stars Entertainment. We thank you. Barbara, we're going to be at a rally for Trump, and I'll repeat these as we go, as the date approaches.
Absolutely.
But Saturday, July 20th, there's going to be a rally for Trump in Atlantic City on the boardwalk, and you are scheduled to be in what some have called it's a controversial march, but a straight pride parade in Boston, Massachusetts. You're going to be one of the speakers. So I just wanted to get those housekeeping things out of the way.
Thank you.
People can follow you on Facebook, and again, BarbaraFromHarlem.com for information.
Okay.
And so let's get back into the program.
Oh, yes. And I wanted to mention, too, we had a lovely 4th of July in Mount Clair, New Jersey.
Right.
And I did post a picture, you know, a few pictures that we took or whatever. But the crowd was very receptive. It was an enjoyable and delightful experience to be in their Independence Day parade. And I believe it was the 50th year or something of that nature. Yes.
And I'm so just jumping back. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. You know, AOC lying on Border Patrol. Now, all the Democratic candidates seem to be basically focusing on illegals because a lot of black people and a lot of Republicans, Hispanics, are going to vote for Trump. So now they have to find replacement because what they care about is power. Now, the head of HUD for New Jersey and New York, she posted on Twitter the conditions in some of the housing projects in Queens where AOC is supposed to be representative. And she wants AOC to focus on the homelessness in Queens and the Bronx. Focus on the poor public housing in those areas. The Democrats are not focusing on this. They're not focusing on the needs of Americans. They're focusing on trying to implement socialism and appease these illegals. And it's not right for them to say illegals should have a right to vote. Why is it not right? Because you're selling American citizens. You're making it look cheap. My ancestors, your ancestors, died for the right to vote. It is a cherished right in the United States and should not be given to illegals. And ladies and gentlemen, can you please name me one other country, name me one, just one, where a party within that, a political party within that country tells foreign nationals, come and vote in our election? That is unheard of. But this is how far the Democrats have gone. They've gone off the rails.
Absolutely.
They don't care about us. Like Tucker Carlson said, they have separated themselves from reality. They have thrown caution to the wind. They will say something like Mayor Pete of South Bend, Indiana, well, transgender men should have their cervix tested. Transgender meaning men who want to be women? I guess the transgender women. I mean, there's no science around this. These are people who believe more in science than in God, but they don't, when it comes to their agenda, they throw science and biology out the window. In all of the universe, there are only two genders, male and female, but the leftists want to tell us, well, there are 27 genders. Based on what, ladies and gentlemen? Based on what? There are only two genders, male and female. Now, for the Democratic Party the left who says they love science, they believe in science, that is not scientific to say there are 27 genders. That's not based on science.
Well, to them it is, because their life is consumed with a dark ideology. Get a copy of my book, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations, and you'll see I broke down the meaning of secular humanism. Mm-hmm. And that is the ideology that moves them in the morning, puts them to sleep at night. It's dark, and it makes no common sense. It makes no sense. And it's antithetical to biblical beliefs. It's antithetical to God. That's why many times people will see on Facebook, I refer to them as the godless gang.
Absolutely.
Because they are godless. To them, man is the measure of all things. So what they're saying, if they say that there are 100,000 genders, mm-hmm. you're supposed to just nod your head and say, oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But see, you're a thinker.
Right.
And you're saying, what?
Yeah, right.
Oh, no, that contradicts science.
Exactly.
That not only contradicts God, it contradicts science also.
And so that's the beauty of it,
that's
Barbara.
What it is. Yes.
You're absolutely right. Sorry. You know, God of the Bible and science are really not that far apart.
No, they're not.
So liberals would prefer to rely on science than God. But when science doesn't fit their agenda, right, they throw even scientific facts.
They throw it to the wind.
Out the window.
That's right.
And that's what's so detrimental about this party.
And that's what they expect their abusers. Those who have been abused by them will say, oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. I got it. And they'll go out and repeat it.
Right.
That all of these genders that don't even exist.
Right.
Because they came from the mouth of the ones they follow.
Exactly.
Thinkers will say, hold up. More of us need to become thinkers and stop being abused.
Exactly.
Because being abused, what they're doing is going to toss you to the side.
Yes.
And you can see that they've already tossed you to the side and you've been neglected because look at your communities. Look at your communities. We're going to be going to a break soon. But stay with us. We have more to talk about. You know, even the death of Luis Alvarez. God bless you and stay tuned to Our Urban Story.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
And here we are back with our urban story and yours truly, Barbara from Harlem. Miss Diamond?
Well, you ended the last segment by briefly mentioning Luis Alvarez.
Yes.
He was a 9/11 first responder, and he, as a result of that, he suffered with cancer. And Barbara, you mentioned something very important to me about the governor
and
the mayor of New York City. Your thoughts and what
yes.
happened?
Well, you know, just like they didn't show up to honor him. You know, if Giuliani was still mayor, he would have been there. He was the mayor of the United States that day. And, you know, I think that we should pay them back like they paid. They didn't pay any respects to Luis Alvarez. And I think we, they up there do no respect when it comes to trying to get reelected. I know they recently had an election, but put this in your memory bank. You know, they count on Americans having short memories.
Yes, that's true.
We need to sharpen up our memories and remember they are disrespecting a first responder that risked his life to save Americans who needed help. And they have the audacity. Well, they have a lot of audacity because the voters who vote for them act like they're abusers.
No, they
like
the
they're,
voters...
they're being a, they act like they're conditioned to being abused.
Absolutely.
They act like it's okay that Cuomo comes out with the most outrageous, barbaric abortion laws.
Yes.
We knew that he was immoral before he went up to be reelected.
Yes.
And because you've been abused so long, and because you listen to the Democratic rhetoric, you don't even question his horrible statements even while he was the governor the first time.
Well, you know what?
And one of his horrible statements was that if you don't believe in killing babies, you don't belong in New York.
Yes, exactly.
I'm not quoting him verbatim, but basically that's what he said.
That's the essence of what Andrew Cuomo said.
And we went and voted absolutely back, put him back in office.
Because black people too often don't believe they deserve any better. Just like an abused woman or man.
Absolutely. And don't think you can exist without that party. But you can.
That's very important, Barbara. Hold that thought one second, though. I want to just dig a little deeper. Because what it's come down to, ladies and gentlemen, either you believe the Bible or you believe the Democratic Party. You see, the Democratic Party just want us to be loyal to the Democratic Party. Mm. Not to country, not to God.
Only
to the Democratic Party. And that has essentially destroyed many lives in the inner city. We've seen it between Newark, Atlanta. I mean, you can now, even when I traveled to Los Angeles, I saw the brokenness. So it is very real, very true. Barbara.
And you know, the thing about it is that they put such a terrible taste in the minds and in the hearts and in the mouths of the people they want to train to vote for Democrats all the time. They lie.
That's true.
They're always saying that they are the deliverers of your soul because the racism in America and the Republican Party is so racist. Well, let me tell you, in 1870, the Republican Party had a black. I can't remember his name right off the top of my head. I had
a black senator.
Last week, a black senator.
Right.
And it wasn't until the 1900s that the Democratic Party had a female.
Carol Moseley Braun from the state of Illinois.
That's right.
In the 1990s.
But in 1870, the Republicans had their first black senator in the Senate, and the Democrats didn't want to recognize him as legitimate.
Barbara, the thing is, and you and I are going to, we've been doing this week after week, but we're going to dive a little deeper into
darling.
The racist history of the Democratic Party. We've
very
done
strong.
It, but a lot of black people are not aware of this.
And a lot of black people don't want to listen to truth because they're so conditioned to thinking that they don't deserve better.
Yes.
And we have to get out of that rut.
It's true.
Because our children in the black community deserve the best that America has to give them. Mm-hmm. But if they don't have parents that are pushing that and promoting that, they won't make it. They'll fall through the cracks.
I want to, you know, Candace Owens, black conservative, everybody basically knows her in the conservative movement. She pointed out how Nigerians outpace oftentimes black Americans, how other races outpace us, even though they've come here more recently than black Americans whose families have been here for generations. You know why they're doing better than us? Because they weren't brainwashed to rely on the government. They know that this is a land of opportunity. I worked with a Nigerian, and in his family are doctors, professors, financial advisors, because they came here. And they knew that America was a land of opportunity. Now, he talked trash about America, and we got on him about that. But they took advantage of the opportunities here, whereas too many black Americans are waiting for a handout. You're 40 acres and a mule, and you wouldn't even know what to do with it. Stop waiting on a handout. Get up and work. We have stymied our God-given talents and opportunities by just relying on the government.
But the thing about it is that I wish any of you listening, and you have black relatives who are entrenched in this democratic thought process and the racism, all of this stuff. No one went and told those Africans that there was so much in America that you shouldn't come.
Exactly.
And they come here and they succeed.
Exactly.
And I want you to pick up a copy of my book, Escaping the Racism, because I encountered one of those, a Nigerian, who was a professor in the school I attended. And he was so anti-American. In my book, I've documented that I had to tell him, listen, you came here voluntarily. And you will not, as long as I'm in this class, tell minority students they can't make it in America because you made it.
Exactly.
And if you don't like it here in America, pack your bags and get out.
Absolutely.
And he was my professor. And I told him, I said, you are blacker than I am. And you came here and no one brought you here against your will. And, you know, my book, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations, outlines that. Outlines that fact that here it is, this man came here, he was a cab driver, then he became a professor, and he was studying for his doctorate. And but you see, when you come here to this country, this land of opportunity, of the foreigners that come here, education is not an option.
Right.
They come
absolutely.
Here. They come here, and it's mandatory for them.
Yes.
And here in America, we don't make it mandatory. We're so busy buying hair, getting our nails done, that we're not putting a dollar away for their college fund. Mm-hmm. Because when Bernie Sanders and one of them go out and say, oh, college tuition for everyone, someone has to pay for that.
Absolutely.
And when you work for something and you invest in it, you regard it more and you respect it more. We don't need handouts. We just need the opportunities, and they are here.
Absolutely. So that's why,
yes.
And that's what I put on Twitter, because the minorities from Asia, from and particularly India, and all of Asia particularly, they believe in education. You must get an education. In a lot of countries,
absolutely.
Education is not free. It's not free in Africa. So when they come to the United States and it's free, that's why you see a lot of African, Haitian, West Indian students outperform black Americans whose families have been here for generations, because they appreciate.
That's right.
That all they have to do is show up. They can get
that's
free
right.
lunch, free breakfast in some cases, and they score 4.0, because they appreciate, and it's drilled in them by their parents. This is a land of opportunities. Whereas in America, we've been believing Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, you'll be held back by the white man, while at church we're saying, through Christ, I can do all things.
And then the next chorus in church is the white man's going to take your voting rights.
Exactly.
Because liberalism has invaded many of those pulpits in our neighborhoods.
I want to touch on Colin Kaepernick, a former San Francisco.
I don't want to spend too much
49.
Time on him.
No, this is important, though. Because Nike suspended the sneakers because Colin Kaepernick protested that the Betsy Ross flag was on the sneakers. Why? When did Colin Kaepernick become the spokesman for black people? And why is it he got $60 million from the NFL? Why isn't that being applied or put in the black community at all? What is he doing for black people? And he played the race card. Colin Kaepernick has sacrificed nothing, whereas Dr. King sacrificed everything. He was a true hero. We just mentioned Luis Alvarez, who went into the Twin Towers on 9/11. He sacrificed everything. As a result of being a first responder on 9/11/2001, he contracted or got cancer, and he recently passed away. He went before Congress before his death and pleaded with congressmen, Democrats, to fund 9/11, health care, and other issues. And then he passed away a couple weeks ago. These are heroes. Colin Kaepernick is not a hero. He uses the black community. He wants to divide America. If America is so racist, why doesn't he leave
with his Muslim girlfriend?
Exactly.
You know, he can go right over there to any of those foreign places and just be happy. I don't even like to spend a lot of time on him because he doesn't deserve it. He's a disrespectful, godless heathen. And someone like that doesn't deserve a dollar on with In God We Trust on it.
Well, what he
and I don't know what Nike has done, but we need to boycott Nike.
Well, Nike is killing. He's killing their brand.
Well, it needs to be killed.
It needs to be killed. And the Gold Star mother was crying because her son, the Gold Star mother or father, is someone who's lost a child in combat in the military. She was crying because Colin Kaepernick is treated as a hero by bending the knee, which resolves nothing. The only one who's benefited from bending the knee is Colin Kaepernick. How has that helped the black community? Any black community? So you have these high, and I don't want to put it in a, I don't want to be insensitive, half white or a white like the Sean King who's supposed to be, who's supposed to head part of the NAACP, whatever that craziness is, benefiting off of the race card, and black people are still in the ghetto. We don't benefit at all. They just use us, use their affiliation with the black community to enrich themselves, and they're off to the races. If Colin Kaepernick, people like him are doing, they're trying to divide America, make the world think that we're so racist. Like he took a Frederick Douglass quote on July 4th, I guess to say why he doesn't celebrate July 4th, out of context, and Senator Ted Cruz put it back into context, and Colin Kaepernick was called on it.
Well, you know, he's a waste of time because he doesn't control. He's not sitting in one of those seats of power. All he can do is run his mouth and the news, you know, can print it or whatever. So that's why I don't even want to give him that much respect. You know, like AO Crazy and Ill Omar, all of them are in seats of power, which they need to be recalled and removed because America is bigger than any of those little pieces of dust. They're godless, and they hate the founding of America. And see, misery does love country, love company. In other words, we understand he didn't have a mother and father raise him, his biological mother and father. The biological father, a black man, walked off. So he was raised by a white family. But unfortunately, he was not taught, or he did not absorb, or did not appreciate any biblical teaching about being thankful. He wasn't even thankful for the opportunities he got. He wasn't thankful that he was adopted. He's not thankful for anything. And he's lashing out because he came, his beginnings were broken home. That's why it's so important for us to reject the ideology of the Democrats, because they've removed God out of our communities. Because when election time, our pulpits are full of Democrats who say kill the baby, so that means you have to ignore God. They say that, you know, a man should be married to a man. That means you gotta ignore God. And look what it has produced. Our jailhouses are full. Our dope houses are full. Yep. Just go down the street and see how many of our young men and young women and middle-aged men and middle-aged women are laying on the bench. And you know that they're on crack or dope, some kind of methadone, something. Then they're dirty, they're dressed crazily. That's what the broken home has produced in America. As the home goes, so goes our country. So Kaepernick, you know, you're going to make your peace with God because you should be a grateful and thankful person. Some people have it much harder.
Absolutely.
Much more dangerous. Than you've ever experienced. That's why he's a waste of time, and he aggravates me.
Well, he aggravates a lot of people. Nike's brand is going to be killed. Nike uses slave labor in third world countries, so they're total hypocrites.
The boycott.
Betsy Ross flag was shown when Obama gave the State of the Union. It's a bunch of hypocrites. I want to touch on President Trump's historical salute to America.
Yes.
In Washington, D.C., this past July 4th. Barbara, any thoughts?
Oh, my goodness. I was so proud. You know, this our president and our first lady bring a breath of fresh air to America. They are classy. They are dignified. And they love this country. I mean, and I love to see the way she dresses. And I love to see those high-heeled shoes she walks in. But his words were so tender and touching. He understands that we're in a battle for the soul of America. See,
absolutely.
Jim Biden and them can say that, but they don't know what soul is.
Right.
Because they have dark souls. They kill babies.
Mm.
But we're fighting for what's right for America, what's right for our children, what's right to leave a legacy for those coming behind us. And that is stability. And that is decency. And that is morality. You see the difference even in the White House. Mm-hmm. When Obama was there, LGBT, whatever that is, mm-hmm. the decorated to salute that.
Yes.
It's down. It's gone. It's not part of this administration. You can't serve God. Mm-hmm. You cannot serve God and serve man too. And please stop being abused. Wake up and realize how you've been abused and you've been taken for granted. Our president wants you to come out of that. He wants to help you be great again also. You personally. That's why we have the job market opening up. Mm-hmm. He wants all of us to prosper. Not just himself. He didn't go into politics to get rich like the others.
Right.
He was already rich. He doesn't even take a salary. Mm-hmm. I believe that this man really loves America. I believe that more and more he falls in love with Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. I do believe that he was ordained by God to be in this position. Otherwise, he wouldn't be in it. And I believe that this is our saving grace. In the midst of all of this socialism, in the midst of all of this ungodliness, in the midst of all of this murdering the babies, in the midst of trying to say that there are so many genders, that God made a mistake, he didn't know what he was talking about when he said male and female. Mm-hmm. So those are my thoughts. I was so delighted. I watched it on YouTube. I was so delighted. I was so proud. And when I look at the faces of those American people, they were so ecstatic. And I know they waited for hours just to hear his words and see his face. And amen. We saw both of them at one time. God bless America.
Amen. Thank you, Barbara. God bless America indeed. There were some earthquakes in California. I hope everything's okay. I think there are some aftershocks in California. You know, AOC had the nerve to say that it wasn't well attended, and with hundreds of thousands of patriots on the Lincoln or by the Lincoln Memorial, the plaza, and the President Trump really loves this country. God bless him, and I thank God we have a President Trump. People who do not like Trump just don't understand what the bullet we missed and dodged when Hillary Clinton lost. President Trump has restored this country. We are the number one economic power in the world. So I am very grateful for the president, and I hope and we hope to be working with this campaign in some capacity, but we'll see that as it unfolds. Joe Biden, the Democrats, they're in deep trouble. There's no Democrat who can beat Trump at this point. Let me just go down and give you my thoughts before we have a few minutes before we close. Joe Biden, no accomplishments, 40 years in government. What has he accomplished?
He's gotten rich.
Well, he's gotten rich. His son Hunter's gotten rich through deals in China.
That's
and
right.
Ukraine because
That's right.
of his father's position. This same Hunter Biden married his dead brother's wife, was caught with cocaine, just married someone recently, and has allegedly fathered a child by some woman in Pennsylvania, i.e. Hunter Biden is a mess. Not that any of us are perfect, but that's really over the top. Kamala Harris. Well, she slept with former mayor of San Francisco, Willie Brown, who appointed her to certain positions.
Elizabeth Warren
lied about being Indian. She used her claim that she was part Native American to get into Harvard.
And get
as
rich.
As a minority, she later became a professor at Harvard, and she became wealthy. You're absolutely right. We could go on down the line. Senator Bernie Sanders.
Nutty.
No accomplishments as a senator from the state of Vermont. He's such a socialist, right? They believe
he's a socialist. He believes in communism.
But they use capitalism to get rich.
To get rich.
They don't donate their money. They don't give away their money.
No,
neither
they don't.
Does Barack Obama. And Barbara, you know, I was saying to myself, and I put it on Twitter, why do people like Bernie Sanders, like Barack Obama, who become wealthy because of capitalism, why are they pushing socialism? Well, number one, they can be the elitists while
control,
you and I
and control even more.
tools of government, they can control even more.
That's correct. That's the
and
whole thing.
One of the things about people like Barack Obama and Senator Sanders, they want to be over us, whereas Donald Trump wants us to be as rich as he is.
Absolutely.
He thinks it can happen
Absolutely.
For all Americans.
Please, all of you out there who have been abused, I hope this is awakening you to the fact that you have been taken for granted. They don't care about you. They care more about foreigners, and your citizenship is very precious, and people died so that you could be a citizen of the greatest nation that God ever laid his hand to. Think about it. Wake up. This party has gone off the deep end and doesn't deserve the votes of anybody who values being a citizen of the United States of America. That's what it boils down to be. They're giving your citizenship away. You've invested for years. You've been paying taxes. You've been working. You're going to send your children to school and all of that. And they're saying that illegals are better and more cared for and more valuable than you are as an American citizen. That needs to stop, and it can only stop at the ballot box. When you say, even though I'm a registered Democrat, I'm not going to vote for a Democrat because their program will destroy the future for my children, my grandchildren, my neighbors' children, and what they're planning on doing is becoming my Lord and my master. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be a servant. I'm going to be a slave in a free land if they go on any further.
Now, I want to go back to the father and daughter who were found dead in the Rio Grande.
Yes.
Which the media just showed over and over as if it's our fault. I have to applaud the president of El Salvador.
Okay.
Where this mother, a father and daughter were from. He said it's our fault that they drowned in the Rio Grande.
That's right.
Because the conditions in El Salvador drove them to want to try to escape to the United States. We are not responsible for illegals who die on their way.
That's
the
correct.
The Democrats are to blame in large part for this crisis. The cages they talk about, well, our children are in cages. The cages were built, created, and used during Barack Obama's presidency.
Yes.
Immigrants dying. Illegal immigrants were dying under Barack Obama's watch.
But he had the media working for him.
Absolutely.
He had the media working for him, and that's another thing. That's why, since the Vietnam War, I pledge not to buy newspapers, and I don't.
Right.
Because they lie.
They clearly lie.
Yes.
But for Cory Booker to... He's participating in human trafficking, in a sense, by walking illegals.
They should lock him up. They should lock him up.
He needs to be arrested. Why isn't he concerned about the homeless? You see a lot of homeless people going through Newark Penn Station. Why don't they care? Because they want to use illegals to fill up the gaps because too many people are walking away leaving and exiting
the
Democratic Party.
And even white people.
Even white people.
Yes.
You have Blexit, the black exit, Jexit, the Jewish exit from the Democratic Party. So they want to bring illegals, but that's not right. The illegals need to do it legally. They need to be vetted. We need to know their history, their records. We need that because too many Americans have been killed, have died at the hands of illegals.
And you know, they have. You know, I was looking at Blue Magazine that's put out, you know, by the DDV Radio, and it was talking about that Officer Singh, S-I-N-G-H.
Right.
I think... the Sheriff David Clark wrote an article about that. I mean, illegal immigrants, they don't belong on our soil. That's all there is to it. We
right.
have enough of our own homegrown criminals.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't need to, you know, pack our jails with those who don't even belong here, who've never contributed to the society.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my friends, you understand what we're saying. You're not important in the eyesight of the Democratic Party. They only want your vote. And what they're going to do is displace you with illegals.
That's what they want to do.
Even if, and they're going to invade and flood the urban communities.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they have to move you to another location mm-hmm. so that they can house the illegals, they will
do it. Well, they won't be going in Nancy Pelosi's district.
Oh, never.
We have a 1 minute left. President Trump should order the deportation he gave the Democrats 2 weeks.
Good.
Nothing has changed. And we should have the citizenship question on the census. I hope the Justice Department fights the court that says we shouldn't have it. What's the point of having? We need to know if you're a citizen in our country. That's a basic question.
That's important. That's right.
All right, we have
thank you so much for tuning in to our Urban Story on DDP Radio. And God bless you, and may God continue to bless America. And be safe out there, and be courteous to one another, and don't be abused. This is
Our Urban Story.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.